Hello, it's Matt, and this is a proud podcast. Once upon a time, there was... This is a bonus podcast and is a little tongue-in-cheek, but is intended to provoke an intelligent discussion about an important subject. It is based on an article I wrote and posted on LinkedIn in August 2015. Feel free to find me, Matthew Broomhead, on LinkedIn and read the 50 or so articles I wrote before becoming a daddy. I thought it'd be interesting to turn it into an audio article. So, as I record this in April 2020, we're all obviously in a very challenging situation. And at times it's useful just to take 10 minutes out and think about something different. So this A Proud podcast is about professional business skills and how we learn them. So sit back, relax, and for 10 minutes let your imagination take you to another time and place. Once upon a time, in a land not far away, there was an elder of a family who sat down with their offspring and wanted to share their wisdom with them. The older family member was perceived by many to be wise, as they had lived longer on the earth. They were from a previous generation when things had been different. They sat opposite each other, enjoying the warmth of their home. As an open fire flickered in the corner, the silence between them was broken by the elder, who smiled and asked, "You have known me all your life, and you trust me?"
"Yes, of course," the young one replied.
"You understand that I wish to pass on to you what I was taught by my forefathers and foremothers."
"You had four mothers?"
"No, you idiot. Not four mothers. Foremothers. It's like forefathers, but they're mothers."
"Oh, I see. Sorry."
Anyway, I wish to pass on to you what I was taught by my parents and grandparents."
The younger one leant forward and said,
"Yes, I would greatly appreciate what wisdom you have to share. Now you are of age, I wish to impart this great knowledge that I know is true, because I have also read the daily parchments and listened to the speaking box. I wish for you to go on a great journey. A journey to find a tree."
"A tree?"
"Yes, a tree. But no ordinary tree. The yew tree."
"Yew tree?" "It rhymes."
"It doesn't matter that it rhymes."
"Isn't a yew a lady sheep?"
"Yes, a yew is a female sheep, but that is different to a yew tree."
"But they sound the same."
"Yes, yes, they do. But they are not the same. They are different, right?" "They are different. The yew tree."
"Isn't the yew tree poisonous?"
"Yes. So you will have to be careful."
"It's highly toxic."
"Yes. So like I say, you will have to be careful."
"Why are you sending me on a journey to a toxic tree?"
"Look, just listen, will you? Thank you. I wish for you to go on a great journey to find the yew tree. There you shall search for the part of the tree called the knee."
"The knee of the tree?"
"Yes. There you shall search for the part of the tree called the knee. This sacred place is known to the wise as the place of yew knee. There you shall kneel at the base of the yew for up to 40 hours a week."
"How long?"
"Around 40 hours a week. And you will do it completely for free. You shall not take any recompense."
"How shall I live and feed myself?"
"You shall scrimp and save and borrow for 3 years. When you have finished this period at yew knee and you return home, then you won't necessarily be any more valuable as you venture into the marketplace, predominantly because the marketplace is fluctuating at an ever-increasing rate. By the time you do this, nearly half of the people your age will have also spent 3 years at yew knee, therefore making it difficult to differentiate yourself from them."
The younger one interjected, "But I have heard that only the medicine women and men, the great sky builders, and the interpreters of the law really need to go to the place of you, me? I understand that many people in the past have benefited from venturing to you, me, but because of the huge personal cost, wouldn't I do better getting practical, real-world experiences out in the fields and visiting the marketplaces? I don't know, maybe an apprentice.
No, you must listen to me. Many believe, like I do, that everyone should be entitled to go to uni, whether they have acquired the necessary resources or not. The community should support them and subsequently suffer the great debt of unaccountability. This journey will cost you an average of 44,000 silver coins, and there is a strong possibility you will have this debt for most of your life and never actually fully pay it off. So ultimately, the wider community will then have to make up the shortfall.
Oh,
listen to me. Listen to me. Being in debt will likely lower your self-esteem and make you more controllable in the future.
But
I naively believe that by going on this 3-year journey, you will stand a better chance of providing for your family in the future, and therefore justifies you completing this trip. However, the reality these days is that in the land of the world's largest marketplace, the average earnings of those straight out of uni decreased by nearly 1/5 between the years of Our Lady 2005 and 2011. This will make it even harder to pay off the debt of life, as you will be earning less in the future. The huge institutions of uni that you will visit are very powerful and supported by the rulers of this land. They turn over hundreds of millions of gold pieces a year. This means they have a lot of people reliant on the doctrine, and therefore will continue to support it, as the institution will provide for them and their families. All your life you have been taught that if you get good grades and ask the most important question...
Question? Oh, yes, I remember. Will this be on the test?
That's right. If you get good grades and if you have continued to ask the question, will this be on the test? You will be privileged to take on the debt of life. Whereas highly valuable and skillful people that did not fit into the scoring system will be made to feel less appreciated because they did not go into the wilderness for 3 years to visit uni. In fact, your debt will be so great it is almost the equivalent of what I spent to buy my first home 3 score years ago. So even though with my debt I had a home for you to grow up in and have years of happy memories, all you will effectively have is a grade from uni that will only be useful if it has the number 1 in it.
It is only useful if my grade has a 1 in it?
Yes.
So what if it doesn't have a 1 in it?
The large workhouses of this great land would not let you through their doors. Your application to their graduate training schemes and your CV will peacefully and effortlessly float gently down into the shredder.
Oh,
but do not worry about this. Over just a 5-year period, the number of people making the journey to uni and receiving the top grade of 1 has nearly tripled for many of them.
Wow. Why do I have to go for 3 years?
We do not ever question who came up with the idea that it has to be 3 years at the uni, even though the actual time spent is about 30 weeks a year for 3 years, making a total of 90 weeks. Therefore, if people could study over 2 years instead, they would incur significantly less of the accommodation and living costs that make up the debt of life.
Well, that would be better if I could do the journey in 2 years instead of 3.
Hmm. There are a few influential people trying to create an intelligent discussion regarding education, but it's probably best to ignore this, as even though the powerful industrial model in practice is dying, the school system that was set up to fuel it certainly isn't. A few outliers suggest that education is actually a lifelong learning, trying things, failing and learning from it, reading books, listening to podcasts, watching informative video, attending learning events, having a conversation with an experienced person that you admire, etc. All this contributes to a person's education. It does cost you your time and some investment, but little else. They also say that, apart from a few exceptions, education should not be about 3 years stuck in uni. That seems to make sense, but as most people know, these outliers don't understand the importance of fitting into the system. Maybe they will be proved right one day, but not until they have long passed their time on this earth. So to finish, as you are my offspring and you must continue the ways of this family for many generations to come, I must insist that you honour your forefathers and foremothers by packing your things and prepare for your journey to uni. Do not question what is best. Do not ask why we are not changing, even though the world marketplace is. Avoid failing and always, always look for the right answer. Despite there probably not being one, due to the interweb shifting the goalposts on a daily basis. Goodbye, my offspring, and good luck.
You want me to go now?
Yes, go. Go now.
Well, can I at least pack?
Yeah. Yes. Yes, if you must. Go. But go. Go now.
I think you may agree that this podcast is a little different, and I'm sure you'll have your own ideas. So, if it made you think, whether you agree or not, then feel free to share this podcast with those you care about. And if you haven't already, would it be okay if you subscribe so you always get the next episode? Take care, and see you next time on A Proud Podcast.